In Lebanon, anti-government demonstrators have flooded the streets since last fall. They're doing more than just making noise about corruption in their government, though. Protesters have embraced another tactic, confronting current and former government officials directly. Rebecca Collard has our story from Beirut.
When Lebanon's former prime minister, Fouad Sinoura, went to a Christmas concert at the American University in Beirut, he got a nasty surprise. Dozens of people in the audience started taunting the former leader, chanting, "Revolution, revolution." "Sinoura, get out," they continued. At first, Sinoura and his entourage of relatives and bodyguards stayed put, ignoring the crowd. But pretty soon, almost everyone in the concert hall was on their feet. Eventually, Sinoura got up from his front row seat and left. And like that, a man who once led the country was forced out of one of Lebanon's most prestigious institutions. This spontaneous act sparked a campaign against Lebanon's elites that has pushed more than a dozen political leaders out of restaurants, malls, and other venues in the past 3 months. Lebanon is teetering on the edge of financial collapse, unable to pay its national debts. The national currency, the lira, is in freefall. Banks have implemented strict capital controls, limiting cash withdrawals and foreign transfers. The price of food and other daily necessities is rising quickly, and people are angry. Protesters have been in the streets here since October, demonstrating against corruption, government mismanagement, and the sectarian political system. They say the crisis was created by the very politicians they're now chasing out of public places. Former Prime Minister Sinoura, for example, is accused of stealing $11 billion during his time in office. Lebanon's politicians are often criticized for their lavish lifestyles and spending, especially while the country sinks deeper into crisis. When former Foreign Minister Gibran Basil showed up by private jet at the World Economic Forum in Davos this year, he faced a barrage of questions about how he could afford such a luxury.
Ministers make about $5,000 a month. How does one charter a plane on $5,000 a month?
Not one Lebanese lira on the expense of the Lebanese treasury.
The public shaming campaign relies on crowdsourcing. When someone spots a politician somewhere, they send a message to an Instagram account called Thawra Map or Revolution Map. Within minutes, an alert is sent out and a red star shows up on a Google map. And activists descend on that location. So I've just got this notification saying urgent that there's a minister at a restaurant called Zulu, and we're going to go down there and see what's happening. By the time I arrive, Fadi Jarizati, Lebanon's former minister of the environment, is gone. Patrons at the cafe are watching videos online of the ousting they just saw live.
It's happening more and more, and you know, the guys of the revolution, they have in heads not to let any one of the politicians get out of home.
A man in his 60s sitting outside with friends watched the confrontation. He only wants to be identified as
a Lebanese citizen.
You are not welcome here.
In the video, the protesters confront Jarizati. It starts with a civilized but heated conversation about his time as Minister of the Environment. Lebanon's environment is in a dire state. Water is unsafe to drink, the sea is too dirty to swim in, and air pollution is way too high for a country with almost no industry. This confrontation in itself is a victory for protesters. They have the rare opportunity to confront a politician face to face. Things get more heated and the minister leaves.
Before they find a solution to our country, they should stay home. Then they go out with the solution. And we accept everything, but they should have a solution. We are in a deep shit in this country.
Another bystander says she has mixed feelings about the tactic of public shaming.
I mean, we can kick them out every single day, but nothing's going to change.
Well, I mean, it seems like they're going out less.
They should. It's impossible not to. So, but I think something more should happen. I definitely think something more extreme measures have to be taken.
The Instagram account behind the shaming campaign is doing just that. It's putting out information about businesses owned by politicians and their home addresses. And fewer politicians dare to venture out. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard in Beirut.